Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, sleep wavers. To unlock tonight's premium episode and every other bonus episode from my back catalog, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link in the show notes. It just takes 2 taps. But here's a preview of tonight's meditation to give you a taste. When I initially began to meditate, it seemed like such a serious and intimidating thing to do. I saw people in my yoga studio sitting on cushions, breathing, all looking so peaceful and calm. But when I sat down to meditate with them the first time, I felt anything but peaceful and calm. As I sat down on my meditation cushion in the warm yoga studio that evening after a vigorous yoga class, I tried to quiet my mind and imitate the still zenness of those around me. What I became aware of, though, was my heart beating, a tightness in my chest and shoulders, a cramp in my leg, even a slight shortness of breath. My mind was busy whipping from one thought to another in quick succession, so much so that I felt like it was racing. All I wanted to do was get up, walk briskly through the snowy Chicago evening, take the train home, make dinner, and watch TV. That sounded a million times better than sitting there, doing nothing, feeling everything, and not liking it one bit. But I knew I would disturb everyone around me if I got up, so I stuck it out and stayed for the entire duration of the 15-minute meditation that at the time felt more like an hour. I was pretty sure my meditating days were done after that. But I was in love with yoga, and it seemed like the two were pretty tightly related. So another night, I gave it one more shot. My teacher had mentioned that evening that racing thoughts were okay, that discomfort in your body and breath were also okay, that the point was simply to notice and not need to react to the sensations or thoughts. So I sat the 15 minutes again, and it was a bit easier that time. I did it again a week or so later, and that time I started to feel a calmness afterwards. A few times after that, I began to look forward to my time in meditation, even if it wasn't always easy. Fast forward to now, and meditation is like an old friend. We don't always talk as often as I'd like, but when we do, we pick up right where we left off. The birth of my child definitely put a kink in my meditation routine for a good long while, and now I'm sinking back into it. Consistency is the key, though. Meditate once, and it might be nice, or it might not be. But if you do it daily, you begin to develop a relationship with it and with yourself that makes everything else in your life a little smoother, a little quieter. Perhaps you'll even feel a little more grounded and steady. Tonight, we're going to lean into it together, letting ourselves just be as we meditate on how the consistency of this practice can benefit us in wonderful ways. For now, I'm glad you're here. Let's get cozy and meditate together to Perseverance for a Clearer Mind by Billy Gill. To listen to the rest of this episode, subscribe tonight. Your sleep will thank you for it. Sweet dreams.